You are listening to a Need10 Media podcast production.
Are you a high school junior, senior, or maybe you've already graduated from high school? Are you looking to gain confidence and clarity with your future? Discover your pathway? Trying to relieve the stress of wondering about your future and not wasting your time and money, how you're going to get there? When you become a part of Career Venture Academy community, you've shown leadership in charting your pathway beyond education. The process begins to build your future with purpose. When you bring that all together, you discover who you are and the work you're designed to do. Go to nateclaiberg.com/yourpath. nateclaiberg.com/yourpath.
Jayhawks on the Move, presented by Career Venture Academy and B&B Farm Store. Coming up on November 10th, there will be a Career Venture Academy Discovery Workshop. We're going to do that at the co-working space for Jessup High School students. So go to nateclaiberg.com, learn more about that. We'll put link here in the notes as well. But it is postseason playtime, and we are set for high school football on the road, first round. Jessup traveling over to a familiar foe, but not in district play this year. It's with Dyke New Hartford. But let's rewind and look at last Friday up at Sumner Fredericksburg. Both coming in equally matched, at least what the score was. Coach, things went a little bit different up at Sumner. Talk through that game last week.
You know, it was just it was a great opportunity. First of all, it was great to be able to get out and play. It was a great matchup. You know, I talking to Jacob Coyle, the head coach, and we're both very happy how our teams came out and played. And obviously, if we were on the other side of it, I'd feel a little bit better than Coyle does. But it was just a great opportunity to come out and execute. You know, there's things that we didn't do great offensively and defensively. We didn't stay on schedule. Some of our run fits weren't where we wanted them to be. But it was a great opportunity to come out and, you know, we're still trying to iron out some places where we have those wrinkles. But we're under postseason play with our freaks where they need to be. And we're pretty excited to have this opportunity to travel to Dyke and play in the first round of the playoffs.
Talk through some of the positives from last week. And one from a fan perspective, I was told, you know, Sumner Fred's got a pretty good music program up there. And they came over and were playing the fight song for the Jessup fans in the stands. So, you know, some good sportsmanship there. It's a cool stadium to play in. But talk through some of the positive stuff that came through last week that you see that you can carry into tonight.
We have some big playability. We have the ability to move the ball if we don't shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, if we don't have those self-inflicted mistakes, you know, missing a block, jumping off sides, whether it's from the skill position, running the correct routes. And, you know, if we're able to have that alignment from, you know, our wide receivers, our offensive line, our quarterback, we can be a pretty deadly team out there. But like I said, when we have those miscues, it's hard to stay on schedule in your second and five and, you know, your third and 12. And that's not a recipe for success. But, no, we did some great stuff offensively, being able to spread the ball stretch the field vertically. And defensively, we kind of had a little more bend-don't-break attitude in the second half. And you know, our special teams put us in an opportunity to be in a position to win the game in the fourth quarter with a big onside kick from Ryland Bahi, but you know, it just wasn't able to put it all together, and we were not victorious against Sumner Fred.
Yeah, and you know whether I bring it up or not, you kind of had a scary moment there during the game with one of your players, you know, kind of stoppage in play. I guess talk through, you know, how you come back from that, how to, you know, stoppage in play and worried about a teammate. You know, talk through how you keep them motivated, but still have some empathy for the situation.
Yeah, definitely. And that's when, you know, you let the people who it's job to do their job. Manila is our athletic trainer this year. She was last year too. But it's whenever there's an injury, I know sometimes position coaches want to come out and talk depending on if they're related or how close they are within their position group. But especially with the nature of that play, it's just, hey, I'm going to go out because I want everyone else to focus on the next play. You know, hey, our positional coaches, hey, go focus, go coach these guys up. This is kind of an extended timeout. And yeah, anytime situation like that happens, it can be scary. I can't imagine what it's like being a parent watching your athlete being down on the ground for an extended period of time. And I'm sure seconds feel like minutes and minutes feel like hours. But when you have the best in the business like Manila and just keeping the situation calm, it ends up, for what it was, a pretty good recipe for success.
So you found out Saturday, noonish, about how the playoffs were going to work, where you were going, the pod you were in. You know, since we talked last Friday, did you start getting some information coming out from, I guess, your circles or the union of what was going to happen potentially, and some ideas of how this playoff format was all going to work?
Circles of the union. I'm not as big time as you think I am, but I thought it was a mistake.
You're not a big deal yet.
Yeah. Someday, but someday's not a day of the week. I would say the union, you know, the association did a really good job of keeping everything pretty tight lid. So I found out when everyone else found out at noon, and pretty excited to see what, you know, our pod and a pretty good matchup to start off for our first round, and not looking too far ahead, but the next round looks like there might be a longer travel time. So that's control your controllables, take care of the 1 week at a time, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, that other half, it's somewhere in the western part of the state, and I guess you see where it is, I guess, how it all kind of works out. But let's talk Dyke New Hartford. That's the one that's right in front of us. You know, familiar team, familiar guys to your team. A different team than they had a year ago. They lost some talent, but they, you know, regained some different talent.
Yeah, you know, you can look at how Dyke has done this year, and you can say, well, they're not as good as they've usually been, but you still got Drew Larson, who's in total control of that offense. You've got Nathan Moore, who's airing out the rock for them, and Dane Fuller being able to, you know, stretch the field vertically for them. And, you know, they're still Dyke New Hartford. They still have, you know, the old notion is we don't rebuild. We don't reload, we rebuild. No, we don't rebuild, we reload. And they may be having not a traditional Dyke year, but they are still extremely well coached by coach. They're still extremely well coached, and they have some guys that have had significant playing time from years past when they've had having success in the third and fourth quarter. And still some very talented kids, but we also got some extremely talented kids too. So we're very excited for this matchup, and everyone's season, if you want to talk about it, is 0-0, and you know, let the playoffs begin.
Yeah, you break down, you know, just looking at how you guys have gone through the season between the two of you. You guys have had so much success in the air. They seem to side more towards the ground game, but they've had success in the air as well. So defense, really important, as long as special teams too, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure I've said this several times in high school football, if you can't stop the run, it could potentially be a long night or a short night, because it's a, you know, what I mean by a short night is they're scoring so many points and then it's running clock the second half. But in high school football, if you can't stop the run, you're going to be in a world of hurt. And I think what you saw last week is we did a really good job of getting to our run fits, and sometimes they just had a couple more bodies than we did, and several drives of over 10 plays plus, and it's going to be really important for us tonight against Dyke to try to plug up the run early and try to get them in situations where they don't feel as comfortable. You know, it's hard to stay on schedule, especially if you're trying to run the ball on 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10. So try to get them in unfavorable situations and take care of the ball when we have it.
So are you going to try white on white again, or are we going to try and break out the blue pants this week?
I guess you got to come to the playoff game to see.
Always the showman. You're the next Barman Bailey, I think, is what that comes down to. So, game time, 7 o'clock over Dyke New Hartford. Go ahead.
I would say I do not catch that reference, but I don't catch that reference.
That's we haven't had many of those this year where I've had to explain things. You've heard of Barnum and Bailey Circus, right? Have you heard of a circus? Elephants, clowns, things like that. Okay. You'll have to do some Googling when this is all done.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to try and find a handicapped parking space as I get towards my end here to feel old compared to you.
Yeah.
So, no, I had to do this. I actually had to get up extra early, hit the road. So I thought we'd do Jayhawks on the move on the Zoom, actually. So the only the best thing we can get is you not beside me, but technically you in front of me driving.
I guess that's the way I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Something like that. Coach, good luck tonight against the Wolverines, and we'll talk again here next week.
All right, sounds good. Great day to be Jayhawk. Oh,
yep. You beat me to it. I almost forgot all about it. This time it was me.
Yep.
All right, 7 o'clock tonight, Wolverines and the Jayhawks. It is a great day to be a Jayhawk. Everybody have a great day and be safe.
This is a Need 10 Media production.
Joe, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Scott.